Hi there, and thanks so much for tuning in to this episode of the Your Pet Business Your Way podcast. So this show is for you if you're looking to promote your business in a way that feels good, in a way that feels right, and there's even some fun as well, something that you actually enjoy doing. So I'm Rachel Spencer, and I'm a journalist and content creator and dog mum to Patch. I've also got a dog-friendly holiday cottage, and I have been working with people in the pet industry for the past 5 years now, helping them stand out online, be more visible, pitch to the press, and get their businesses noticed. So I help people working with animals from product makers to service providers, and I'm all about helping them let go of the things they feel they should be doing and focus on the things they want to do when it comes to putting their business out there. Because I believe that when you promote your business in a way that suits you, in a way that feels good, in a way that feels right, you're going to feel more comfortable and confident talking about the work that you do, which is going to mean that you're going to reach more people, you're going to have more of an impact, and you're going to make more sales as well. So this week on the podcast, I'm going to be talking about something that I have been planning for a very, very long time. And this podcast is basically to introduce my new pet business content planner and companion. And I'm going to talk about the title as we go through the podcast, but I'm dead excited about it. It's something I've wanted to create for a very, very, very long time. And it's just about to go on sale as I record this in November 2024. So it is going to be a real hold it in your hands planner and diary that I've designed. And the idea of it is to help you do exactly what we talk about here on the podcast, promote your pet business in your way. So it's going to be helping you put yourself out there so people can find out about the brilliant work that you do, decide if you're going to be right for them, and help you grow your business while you do the work that you love. So I'm dead excited about this planner. I'm going to share the links where you can go and get a copy if you want to. I've made it really affordable for you, and I have put what I feel and what I've learned over the past 5 years of working with businesses, all the tools and techniques and strategies that you need into this planner, which I hope are going to be really helpful for you when it comes to talking about the work that you do. So in this episode, I'm going to break it down. I'm going to talk about what's in the planner, how it can help you, how you can get your hands on it. And that's only if it feels like the right fit for you. So what is the planner? Well, let's start with the basics. What is the Your Pet Business Content Planner and Companion? So what it is a physical diary where you can write everything down. So your ideas, your plans, your goals, things that have been working in your business. You can put your finances in there if you want to as well. It's designed to help you stay on top of things like your social media, your email marketing, your website content, your videos, your podcast if you have one. It's also got prompts in there for press opportunities as well, and lots more. And it's all about helping you stay visible and front of mind with the people who need what you've got to offer. Because when you're being visible and when you're consistent, you're going to be more likely to make sales and grow your business. But ultimately, and really importantly, it's about helping you feel calm and in control when it comes to your marketing, rather than scrambling around trying to keep up and having so many different things going on, so many different pieces of paper everywhere, and so many things that you need to focus on. Instead, the aim is that you've got all of it in one A5 size book, which is basically like something that you can put in your handbag and carry around with you whenever you want, or leave it on your desk, or do whatever you want with it. But that's what the aim of the planner is, to give you everything inside of one little book that's going to help you be visible. So how often do you think, oh my gosh, I haven't sent a newsletter for months, or I've got this great new product, but I've not even talked about it, or I've not been on social media for a week, or I don't know what to say? The planner is here to help you with all of that, so you can show up consistently, and also so you can feel good about it as well. So you're not going to have that blank page. And if there are moments where you're thinking, I don't know if I can do this, maybe you've got something really exciting going on in your business, maybe you've just won an award, or something really amazing's happened, or you've got a new thing that you want to launch, and you're like, oh my gosh, where do I even start? Inside of this planner will be guided journaling and coaching exercises to help you get started, basically, and help you get unstuck. So let's talk about like what's inside. What I've tried to do is pack the planner with the tools and resources that I know you'll find helpful. And this is everything that I've learned from working with pet businesses for the past 5 years. And it's also the things that I've used in my own dog-friendly business. I've got a dog-friendly holiday cottage now called Sunnyside Cottage in Robin Hood's Bay. I've taken that from being very quiet to doubling the turnover in the space of a year, using the things that are inside of this planner and the things that I teach my clients as well. So I've had press coverage, I show regularly on social media, I've worked with bloggers and influencers, I create content on my own platforms about it, and that has led to, like I say, to the turnover being doubled in the space of a year. So I've taken everything that I know other people have struggled with or other people need and put it inside of this little book. So here's a bit of a rundown of what's inside. So first of all, we've got monthly content ideas and prompts. So every month has got awareness days, key themes, and space for your ideas. Think of it as like a calendar. On each of the days, it will tell you if there's an awareness day that's going to be relevant, and then there'll also be space for you to write down any notes that you need to as well. So that's right at the front. We've got the monthly content prompts and ideas, but also space for you to write down what you've got going on in your business as well. Now, one thing that I will say about awareness days is I know some people will take the mickey out of them and say they're cheesy or whatever, and that's fine. I know sometimes you can look at how people use them and think that does sound a bit cheesy and it does sound a bit rubbish. But actually, the reason why I go on about awareness days is because I've been a journalist since 1999, and actually one of the things that journalists do when they're forward planning is they look at awareness days, and if they're looking at what they're going to be writing about, as I'm recording this in November, and they might be thinking about what they're writing about in their magazine in March, they might have a look at what's going on in the diary in March and think, we're going to write about Pet Anxiety Month. So actually, all of these days that you might think are a bit naff or people might take the mickey out of, they do serve a purpose, and they can serve one for you in your business as well. The other thing that they do as well is if you've got your own awareness day, it can bring incredible exposure for you and your business. I'm thinking about people like Nikki French, who has Don't Walk Your Dog Day, which happens every April the 2nd. The first time she had her day, she went viral. She sold thousands and thousands and thousands of pounds worth of copies of her book. And another great example is Sarah Jones. She has Dogs in Yellow Day, all about the message that dogs in yellow need space. That happens every March the 20th, and every year she goes, you know, it goes insane on social media, and it leads to, ultimately, she's not bothered about sales. She runs a not-for-profit anyway, but what she really cares about is raising awareness of what a dog in yellow means. So her Dogs in Yellow Day is really important in doing that. So you might think, you might be a bit skeptical about awareness days and whether they work. I'm not saying everybody should have one, but what I am saying is they're really, really good for getting you off the blank page. So gone off on there a little bit, but every month you have got like a nice flat plan with your awareness days on, the dates on, monthly awareness themes. So things like Pet Anxiety Month in March. In November, obviously, you've got fireworks. That's going to be important. We've got space for you to write about what your content goals are, your content for November, any specific project or product or service you need to get out there, and what your focus is going to be. So each month you're going to have that. So that's the first part of it. And as I've said, this is what my clients always find really helpful, actually, just having that layout to just get them off the blank page of those days and what's going on, so they can start thinking about what they can do to get their brilliant work out there. Then we've got like a week per view layout. So each week is spread across two pages. You've got space for notes. You've got space for your daily plans, but there's even a habit tracker in there. Now, I know some people prefer a page per day diary. One of the things that I have done over the past couple of weeks is I've been asking lots of questions about what people want. Because it's the first time I've launched this, I've had to keep it lean for now. I'm trying to give a good balance between space and it being practical as well. So it's got lots in there. There isn't as much space as you'd have in a page per day diary, but there's lots of really great stuff in there, and it could really complement a page per day diary as well. So it's a week per view layout. On there, you've got the week, you fill in the days, you've got reminders, habit trackers, and things to do, a little bit of a space for you to, make some notes about what your focus needs to be. Then at the start of each month, we also have monthly goals, and that's where you set your focus and goals for the month. So that might be launching a podcast, it might be getting some press coverage, it might be taking Friday afternoons off. Your goals are going to change depending on what month it is. But the space in the diary, so you can set out your monthly goals and then you can keep on top of them, keep going back to them. And also at the end of the month, you can go back to what your monthly goals were and, you know, celebrate the fact that you've hit them. In that area, we also talk about, you know, where you might need to get some support in achieving your goals. And there's also space for you to have a bit of a brain dump and capture those must-do tasks for your website, your social media, any content campaigns that you might want to be working on in that particular month. So there's space for that. And then at the end of every month, there is a pause and reflect section. So this is all about reflecting on how the past month has been, what you're celebrating, what worked well. Well, there's also space for a bit of a financial snapshot. Now, I am not a numbers person, but we do need to look at them, don't we? So there's space where you can write down any notes that you want to around your numbers to see how you're getting on there. And then also space for notes as well, anything else that you want to capture. So the idea is that, you know, at the beginning of each month and at the end of each month, you can look back or look forward and look at what direction you're going in and where you want to you know, where the next step for you might be. And then finally, we've got the words for when section. So this is something I feel makes this planner really different, and I hope really special and really useful for you. These are guided journaling prompts that are going to help you through those wobbly moments, like when imposter syndrome kicks in, or if you're procrastinating and you need a bit of a nudge, or, you know, if you want to celebrate something that you've achieved, because we can all get a little bit cringy about tooting our own horn. So it's not just about, you know, tricky moments, it's also about celebrating stuff as well. There's a section in there about how to find balance in your life, with some really helpful exercises in there that will help you with whatever it is, the words for when. You choose what words for when you need, and the idea of the words for when is they will help you navigate through that particular challenge, or give you some nice support as you, you know, step up and do something in your pet business. So as I'm recording this, I've been chatting to somebody about winning awards. They were feeling a little bit uncomfortable about sharing that. And there is a words for when, you know, when you want to toot your own horn. So all of those, I hope, will in some way give you some support, particularly as a solo business owner. What I wanted this planner to be is, first of all, practical stuff so you can plan your social media, because we all need that, don't we? But also something that can put a bit of an arm around you at those moments when you need it. And I know, obviously, it's a piece of, you know, it's a collection of pieces of paper, isn't it? But the idea of it is it is a supportive tool that you can use when you need it. So it's an A5 hardback cover with 132 pages. So it's big enough to go in your bag, but also practical to write in as well. So that's what's in there. Let's talk about like why I made this planner. Now, I've touched on this already, but I've been working with pet businesses for over 5 years. And then for the 20 odd years before that, I've worked in journalism. So I love hearing people tell the stories, and I love getting excited about what people do. And quite often I work with businesses and they think that what they do is boring, and then I chat to them about what they do and we recognise actually that they're really making an impact. And that's why I'm so passionate about helping people tell the stories, to be visible, to be seen, so they can do brilliantly in the work that they do, whether that's making a product or, you know, offering a service. And so people can notice them and they can make the sales and bring in the customers and clients that they need to power their businesses. Okay, gone off on one again there. But as I've been working with people, small business owners, over the last 5 years, I've noticed similar challenges cropping up over and over again. Things like struggling with confidence or procrastinating when it comes to showing up, feeling overwhelmed by all of the things that you could be doing or should be doing, worrying about whether you're getting it right, worrying about what people are going to think. And the planner pulls together all of the things that I've learned, not just from what I've picked up working with other people, but also from my own experience and everything that I've learned through coaching as well. And the idea is I wanted to create a tool that supports you in a practical way, but also in an emotional way as well. So it's not just about the content ideas. It's about helping you feel calm, confident and ready to take action, whether that's planning a great new campaign to go and promote this brilliant service or product that you've created, or tackling a bit of a tricky moment with words for when prompts. So that's why I made the planner. Okay, so let's talk about how to use the planner. So it's not for me to tell you how to use your planner. I'm all about doing things your way, but these are some of the scenarios that I feel the planner will be helpful for, and how I would love to see or think about people using the planner. So the first one is, you know, to plan ahead, whether that's mapping out your social media, coming up with blog ideas, or looking at something in the planner 3 months ahead and thinking, oh my gosh, I've got something I could pitch to a magazine with about that topic, and then going and getting some brilliant magazine coverage. I have tried to give you all the tools that you need inside of it to do all of your planning ahead. So that's one of the ways you can use it. You can use it as a diary to put your appointments in. You can use it to gather your thoughts at the end of each week or month, which I think is really important. You know, to look back, all we do is keep looking forward or worrying about the next thing, or worrying about the next thing on our to-do list. Taking that time to gather your thoughts and look back, and also look forward at the month ahead as well. I'd love for you to use it to capture your wins and for the lessons that you learn from your wobbles. So, you know, when things go wrong, what can we learn from that? There's some stuff in the words for when about that as well. So really important to capture your wins and any light bulb moments that you have as well. Now, with the words for when, they have little boxes and prompts. So with that, you could have a fill in the boxes if you want to, or you could use it alongside a regular notepad and use the prompts for your own notes or for journaling, however you do your journaling. Like I say, I really hope they'll serve as a supportive tool, whether it's a moment where you want someone to put their arm around you and reassure you that everything's going to be okay, or whether it's a moment where you need to put your big pants on and go and celebrate something. I just want, I really, really want it to work for you. As I said, make it your own. Maybe use it every morning with a cup of tea. Maybe you look at it once a week. Maybe you only use it once a month. It's there to support you in the way that works best for you. So that's how to use it. Then let's have a think about like what I'd love to, that's how to use it. So we talked about how to use the planner. Next up is like, what if you'd like some more support? So if you love the planner, but you feel like you'd benefit from some more support, then my Pets Get Visible membership might be right for you. So as part of the membership, you get monthly live coaching calls on Zoom. We run a workshop every month on lots of different topics around being visible. So writing blogs, writing press releases, email marketing. We do coaching exercises on the calls. We've done calls about awards. There's loads of different ones in loads of different recordings in the archive that you can go and listen to. And then I run a live workshop every month as well. You have access to a private Facebook group for support and networking. And that's a really, really lovely, warm, supportive community. So we have regular threads where we celebrate wins. We have people asking questions. We have people getting feedback on different things that they're working on. It's very engaged. It's a really lovely, warm community. So the Facebook group, I know that people find really valuable. And if you ever want to test anything, you can go and get feedback in the group as well. As I've said, there's a library of past workshops and resources covering all kinds of different things around marketing and visibility. And we also have co-working calls in the membership as well. So I usually run around four of these a month. And that's where you come and join me and other people in the membership on Zoom and you sit there and you get your work done. It sounds a bit weird, but it works really well. So if you've got something that's been on your to-do list for ages and you just need to sit down with your bum in a chair and get it done, the co-working calls are really, really good. We're all working together. There's been lots of research around body doubling and how that can benefit you. And as I said, you know, I've got that added accountability of sitting on a call with other people who know what you're doing, you know what they're doing. And then we get to the end, we have a bit of a check-in to see how everyone's got on. The key thing I'd like to get across about the membership is it's all about helping you stay consistent and helping you feel confident about being visible. And it works really nicely with the planner. And lots of the things in the planner have come as a result of the membership. So the idea is that they complement each other. So you've heard all about the planner. I've told you a little bit about Pets Get Visible. If you would like some more support, then obviously you can buy the planner. The planner is going to be £30. There will be some special rates going the first week that it goes out, but the headline price is going to be £30. It's a total bargain. You pay your postage and packing on top of that as well, but it's an absolute steal. Cheaper than a bottle of wine in a posh bar or, say, six cups of coffee that you might have in the space of a week. And there's going to be so much in there that's really going to help you when it comes to getting your business out there. You can buy the planner on its own, and you'll also be sent an email every month with additional prompts for pet business events. So things like Crufts, things like, Dogstival, all of the festivals that are going on. So for £30, postage and packing, you're getting loads. You will need to be subscribed to my emails to get that email. If you'd like to have more support, then there is also a bundle with the Pet Business Content Planner and also my Pets Get Visible membership, where you can have a couple of months in the membership at a special rate and the planner. What I'll do is give you a voucher basically to have some time in the membership. And then if you decide that you want to stay afterwards, then you can simply continue. It means that you get to try the membership, which is aiming to complement what you get in the planner, and get more support from me and from the other people in the community. We can have a two-way conversation. While the planner is really helpful, it's not like having a chat, is it? So let's say if you've seen something in the planner, you've thought, I'd really like to get some press coverage around that. You want to come and talk to me? Well, you can come and talk to me in the membership if you're in Pets Get Visible as well, can't you? So yeah, so I'll be putting all of this on my website. It will be at rachelspencer.co.uk/shop. So you can go and buy either the planner, or you can go and get the planner and membership bundle. There's a really good offer going on as this podcast goes out live for Black Friday weekend, November 2024. But even if you're listening into the future, there will still be a nice little bundle offer for you where you can go and have the planner, and you can also come and have some time in Petscape Visible at a special rate. The other thing about the planner as well is it is undated, so it's not for 2025. It doesn't have Monday, January the 1st, that kind of thing in there. It is undated. The awareness days that are in there are static. They are the same every year. So you can start using the planner at any time of year if you want to. You're not tied to the dates of that particular year that you're using it for. So I'm going to wrap things up now. Thank you very much for listening, for supporting me by tuning into the podcast. That is thanks to this podcast, really, and the people who decide that they want to work with me as a result of listening, that I've been able to create this planner in the first place, which I hope will help a lot of people. I'm really excited about the Your Pet Business Content Planner and Companion. I've called it a companion because it is something that I want you to have, like, by your side, helping you, and I hope it's come across in this episode. I really hope you'll love it as much as I have loved creating it. And if you've got any questions, you can find me on social media. I'm at Rachel Spencer UK on all platforms, and you can email me, rachel@rachelspencer.co.uk. Thank you once more for listening. I'll be back with another episode next week. Bye for now. I hope you have a brilliant rest of the week. And thanks again for supporting me and supporting this podcast. See you soon.